Yep, it's allergy season again. Luckily, there's a Walgreens right around the corner. You'll find everything you need to take care of all your symptoms, like Walgreens brand allergy nasal spray. Get in and out of Walgreens in minutes, so you feel better faster. Use as directed. Restrictions may apply. See store for details.
Voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
And now another edition of Obvious News from Geico.
Obvious News!
Experts now say that wearing more clothes in the winter will, in fact, help you be warmer. We asked cold victim Trent Patterson about this, and here's what he said.
Yeah, it was the weirdest thing. I was a little cold, put on a sweater, then wasn't cold. I was like, what?
Also in Obvious News, Geico makes it easy to save money and easy to reach them, with licensed agents available around the clock. So switching is a really smart decision. That's Obvious News from Geico.
Obvious News!
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
How much have you checked in with Chris just to make sure he's blocking out all the noise that's out there involving his name right now?
Yeah, I mean, I talked to him. He told me he got a tan in Hawaii, and I didn't believe him, so, and he wouldn't send me a picture, but I talked to him a couple times. You know, he's excited. Him and his wife, him and Jess are having a baby, so I think he's in a good place, and he knows too. It's a rumor until it happens, and it's the MVP of the league a couple years ago and guy who puts up consistent numbers, so we hope he's on our side. That's for sure.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That's Anthony Rizzo. He, of course, will be at the Cubs convention, and he's talking about Chris Bryant, who will also be at the Cubs convention. But there has been talk of trading away the 2016 MVP, and we're blessed to have Ron Coomer here in studio, and he's also going to be at the convention. My God, what a funny a combination of people. And Ron, it seems, I don't want to be a meathead about it, but it just seems like that's a guy that, you know, you saw come up, you heard about him when he was in the minors, you know, watched videos of these home runs he'd hit. Then he comes up, he's rookie of the year. Just from one award to the next, they win a World Series, and now here we are. I know it's not yesterday, but it just would be painful for fans to lose a guy like that. And yet, if you can't, the business end of baseball is such that maybe that's the reality we're going to have to face pretty soon here.
Yeah, I would say you're going to, yeah, have to face it real soon.
Right.
When this grievance is over, we'll see what happens. You know, that KB has filed a grievance, him and his agent, mm-hmm, with Boris about, you know, his time.
Service time.
Service, yep, time, you know, in his rookie year. And when that grievance is over, you're going to, that's held up all the Cubs' activity in, mm-hmm, free agency this offseason. But once that is resolved, and I got to believe, just from my own years of being in our game, he's probably going to lose that grievance with,
right,
EKB, and
sure,
and then I could definitely see him being moved.
So, anticipating that, Ron, this weekend, how do you balance that reality and with the expectation that the Cubs probably will take a step backward this season if they are doing so without Chris Bryant, with the enthusiasm that just comes with having a fan gathering talking about the upcoming year?
Well, it all depends on who you get back. You know, you look at different teams, And to be honest, I hope we don't move Chris.
Right.
KB's a great guy. He's been, you know, one of the anchors of this, you know, championship caliber team with a championship. So that's first and foremost. I hope they don't move him, and I hope they figure out what they want to do. But, you know, he's up for free agency. I think it all depends on who you get in return, David, to answer your question. You know, if you're you have to, when you subtract certain players, what you're adding is vital to getting younger, getting, you know, guys that you have control of longer, and that's what makes big league franchises sustainable at a high level. You know, I remember watching the Phillies, and they were a great ball club, you know, in that 2008 to, you know,
sure,
to 2011, 12, and then all of a sudden they got real old real fast,
right?
And they just fell off a cliff. And I think when you look at that, and they had big salaries and all those things, and, you know, they just, you couldn't sustain that. So, you know, if you're going to look to be a contender for a long period of time, which this club is looking to do, you know, there's going to be moves to make. I hope they don't move KB, but, you know, the rumor is that they've offered him a deal. He didn't accept any of it. So, you know, that's the rumor. I don't know that.
He's got 2 years left if indeed he loses the grievance as expected. And then if he's turned down your long-term contract, you've got to get something for him because of the quality of the player. And it's the reality of baseball.
That's right.
Do you understand when you hear Tom Ricketts, and you'll hear Theo later today, talk about the wanting to adhere to the luxury tax and the competitive balance, you know, situation in terms of what the payroll is? As a former player, as somebody now has been around the game for 33 years, you were talking about, is that just the reality of it? Does that sound like an excuse? How do you explain that when people ask you, well, you know what, the Cubs are printing money, how can they claim to be, you know, worried about a budget?
Well, every business, David, as you know, I mean, I've been in business myself, so I was 23 years old. Everybody's got a budget. That's okay. I get no problem with that. And you got to, you know, the Cubs budget, it's not like they were even in the middle of the league in payroll. They were number two last year. So it's not like there's a lack of spending. You know, they were well over the threshold, and they're trying to get to that mark and not get extremely penalized after this coming season. So I just think, you know, that's on Theo and them, and he said that. You know, that's on me too, as Theo said, quoting him, to get us into a position where we're extremely competitive and stay at that threshold mark, not go way over it and then get clobbered, you know, by the luxury tax. So, you know, that you're talking about an over $200 million payroll. There are some teams that did it, you know, one being my old ball club, for under $100 million payroll, and they were in the playoffs. So you got to do your business right. And, you know, the guys, their track record's been pretty good.
When you start talking about the track record of some of these young guys, you know, they're no longer young guys. They've grown up in baseball terms. And then, unfortunately, the offense was broken. We heard Theo talk about that. We saw kind of the fade at the end of the year. Where are they at? Do you, when you hear David Ross say we have enough and we can contend, the problem is the division is getting better, and they're coming down to earth a little bit with the division, you know, and I don't know how you view it, but I keep hearing everyone going crazy about the Reds now, and we've saw what the Brewers were. We know what the Cardinals are. So it just becomes even more difficult when you got other teams.
There's no doubt. A couple of the guys that were touted to be everyday players and they're going to be this, took a step backwards last year. There's no doubt. You know, and those guys in center field, we've got to find something that's going to work in center field. You know, a couple of the young players got an opportunity, you know, and it's all the same mistake. You know, they're all falling into the same traps, some of our right-handed hitters. You know, Elmore and Bodie, I think, fell into that trap, and the league kind of caught up with them, and now it's their turn. And I think having the same hitting coach 2 years in a row now with Iapozzi, I think, you know, some continuity in that spot is going to help them too. These young hitters, you know, they're getting preached the same message over and over and over. And I think eventually, you know, it sticks. They believe, you know, to me, it's a pretty simple case. They've got to use the whole field for these young hitters, because if they don't, they're just not going to succeed in our game.
Until he signs somewhere else, Nick Castellanos still is a possibility for the Cubs to bring back. Yep. He would be expensive. He would be kind of, signing him would be contrary to the message we've heard about the adhering to the budget and avoiding the penalties. What do you think about that possibility, and is that still in play?
I think it's still in play, or else Nick would have already signed. I really believe he's had enough enough people knocking on his door where he wants to play here. He loved playing at Wrigley Field. Wrigley Field is the perfect place for his style of hitter. You know, you got a short right center field gap, which he uses very well. The ball can land in the seats. He can hit an extra base hit. When you look at the ballpark in Detroit, Comerica, it was big, and it cost him a lot of extra base hits, and it cost him some home runs. I think he really fell in love with playing at Wrigley, and that's why I think it's still in play big time. But there's got to be other moves made to free that up to get him here.
Right.
What would you be surprised if there was more than one trade? I mean, do you think, you know, we keep hearing Wilson Contreras' name was mentioned for a long time in the preseason or in the offseason. That's still a possibility. There's a possibility of trying to use him to maybe move Hayward. That's been talked about. Do you buy all that stuff? Do you think that that's a real possibility, or do you think it's more like one move than two or three?
I would say one move more than two or three, just for the simple fact that when you're trading frontline players, you know, now Wilson's a two-time All-Star. They're difficult trades to make. You know, the stars got to kind of line up when you're trading guys like that. So, one, maybe yes. Two, boy, that gets difficult. And, you know, I actually heard a couple days ago, like a three-team trade. Now, that's another option, too. Where you can really, you got to get a little, you know, you got to get a little lucky that all three teams can find a way for it to work. But it would not surprise me if something like that happens.
Ron, everybody's talking about the rotation and losing Cole Hamels and plugging in Chatwood and all the things about starting pitchers. What are they going to do about a bullpen? And how much faith do you have in Craig Kimbrell being the guy that they, you know, are paying handsomely to be after getting him last year in June?
The bullpen's the issue right now, not the rotation. I think the rotation is what it is. Darvish took a major step forward, I felt, you know, the second half of last year, and you could see the confidence building in him and him just performing at the level that you signed him. I think John Lester's getting a little older, but Johnny is still, he knows how to play our game, and he's going to be just fine and do very well. And the rest of the Kyle Hendricks, another guy that people don't talk about because he's not a power guy, but he gets outs.
He's the professor.
He's the professor, and he knows how to play our game. So I really think our rotation's in fine shape. I'm not concerned about it, but we've lost bullpen guys, guys that were keys, and you know we're hoping that the Wick brothers, you know, the lefty and the right, they work out real well, which I have no reason why they wouldn't. You're hoping Kyle Ryan continues on his, you know, keep moving forward. But that was his first year of really having a lot of success. And then Kimbrell, to me, I watched way too many guys. It was a very bad trend in our game to kind of ice out the free agent and not sign the free agent guys 2 years ago. And I really, when you saw those guys come back to our game, all of them struggled. Almost every guy had major struggles. And that's what happened to Kimbrell last year. And I really believe when he gets a full year of regular spring training, regular work, you know, is he going to be the guy that was a World Series champ in Boston? To be determined, but he'll be much better than he was last year.
Ron, thanks a ton. Thanks for coming in. Always a joy to see you. You always make us feel good about stuff, even when it's disconcerting.
Well, yeah, it's hard questions. It's going to be an interesting weekend to see how all this is handled, because you have, you know, the scandal with baseball as a sport, MLB-wide.
Yep.
And you've got sort of dissatisfaction with where the Cubs have been in terms of inactive
zero
off season. It hasn't really started yet.
No, you're
right. The off season starts when the grievances settle.
To me, and I know you guys have talked about it because I listen. Why does this grievance have to take so long?
Oh my
God. Is it that difficult?
Well, Ron, it was only 2015. I mean, it's only been four and a half years.
Oh my God,
that, you know,
ridiculous.
And I know. This is a bad analogy, but it's like watching a jury stay out. I'm kind of like, I don't know if that's good news or bad news.
Right.
You know, that if this ends up being, if they rule against him or rule against the team, that's really bad for the Cubs.
Yeah, it is.
So that will affect the value of the player. And you know, I don't know. I said to David before, if he's only here for one more year, they might end up having to keep him. and then trying to get a deal done when it lines up, and
if that leads to that, then maybe it's not such a bad thing.
Right. Maybe it ends up being a blessing.
Chris
Bryant gets the message.
You got an all-star third baseman. That's all good. Yeah. So
could be worse.
Great to talk to you guys, and I'm glad the commissioners lowered the boom on some of these people that are cheating our game. I'll tell you that.
Thanks, Ron.
Thanks, Ron. Great seeing you. We appreciate it. All right. We're going to be back to welcome in Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight next. It's Mullion Hall on the Score.
670 The Score is Chicago's exclusive home for the NFL playoffs through the Super Bowl. Brought to you by PropSwap, where America buys and sells sports bets. The NFL playoffs on The Score are a Westwood One sports production.
Girl. Yep, it's allergy season again. Luckily, there's a Walgreens right around the corner. You'll find everything you need to take care of all your symptoms, like Walgreens brand allergy nasal spray. Get in and out of Walgreens in minutes, so you feel better faster. Use as directed. Restrictions may apply. See store for details.
Kids, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today, 1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, are you just gonna stand there and let people not give you credit for being a good driver? You deserve discounts on car insurance, and that's what Snapshot from Progressive is for. So why aren't you signing up? You need music to get pumped? Hit it! Drum solo! Ow, that hurts my fingers.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on radio.com? Download the app or head to radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
You're listening to The Score through the power of Radio.com Sports.
Radio.com Sports. Stream The Score in all of your favorite sports stations. And it's so easy to download.
Keep listening for the best experts in sports. Tons of original sports content. Podcast Score and all your favorite sports stations.
Radio.com Sports. It's easy and it's free.
This is Radio.com Sports.
The following is a message from the law offices of Frank and Verity.
Do you have a service animal like an emotional support pig?
If so, aww.
Also, you might be able to use TaxAct to deduct his expenses, and they know what they're doing.
They're just helping you to find every tax advantage you deserve, so stop calling to ask if it's legal.
We're not emotional support lawyers.
TaxAct's surprisingly legal, so don't call us.
1-833-NO-CALLS with a Z.
Your tax situation may be different. Tax Act is not a substitute for legal or tax advice, and these are actors, not real attorneys.
Today night, Conor McGregor and Cowboy Cerrone are facing off, and FanDuel Sportsbook is giving you the chance to get an even bigger win when you bet on the fight. Sign up with the promo code NOTORIOUS and place $10 on McGregor. If he wins, they'll give you $120 in site credit. Just sign up using promo code NOTORIOUS to qualify, and with FanDuel Sportsbook, there's plenty more to bet on, too. Not only do they offer spreads, over-unders, parlays, props, round robins, and more, but FanDuel Sportsbook also has special promotions running every single day, like close loss insurance, touchdown bonuses, and boosted odds. Best of all, FanDuel Sportsbook has lightning-fast withdrawals. That means you can have your winnings in your pocket in as little as 24 hours. So sign up with promo code Notorious and place $10 on McGregor. If he wins, they'll give you up to $120 insight credit. That's promo code Notorious, N-O-T-O-R-I-O-U-S. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app now or visit FanDuel.com/sportsbook to bet today. Must be 21 and over in and present in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and in Indiana. Applies to first online wager only. Pre-game moneyline wager required. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800.